Om Aviyam Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhayutamsya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangye Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Ajanu Lambita Bhujo Kanakavadhatu Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksha Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Yantah Pravishya Mamavachima Mamka Suktam Sanjeevayate Kila Shakti Darak Svadhamma Anyam Shahasta Charana Shravanat Vagadi Pranannamo Bhagavate Purushayate Hare Krishna. It's a big honor for me to speak in front of you today.
For me to be invited, Bhagavan, Subhagavan, Manikarthide, and then the Sun name, Ashtakare, Kisubhagavan,
I would like, first of all, of course, to thank Mother Devaki for inviting me here. If it was not for her insistence, I probably would not come. But because she's so eagerly and enthusiastically was inviting me year after year after year after year after year, I had to surrender ultimately.
Currently,
And because I'm here on her order, I would like to speak what she ordered me to speak about. She asked me yesterday to speak something about the importance of studying our shastras, scriptures, and books of Srila Prabhupada. And I will elaborate a little bit on this very important topic. In one sense, we know that what is all important is devotion in our heart. And if we have bhakti in the heart, we have everything. If we have bhakti in the heart, devotion in the heart, we have everything. Knowledge, in one sense, is not important. If one has ardent devotion, even if he is illiterate, even if he doesn't know so many shlokas, even if he doesn't know Sanskrit, even if he doesn't know so much, you know, devotion and knowledge, he has Krishna in the heart, and that's it. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita himself that I am sitting in the heart of every living entity, and if somebody is a devotee, if somebody is really serving me with love, I will reveal all knowledge from within in his heart.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita says that if there is a bhakti bhav in the heart, then in the heart I am
seeking
bhakti.
Yeah, I will enlighten him from inside. Jnanadipena Basvata. I will, by the fire of knowledge, by the lamp of knowledge, I will dissipate the darkness of ignorance in his heart. So, the question is whether we should study or not.
এখন প্রশ্ন এসে যায় যে আমাদের অধ্যয়ন করা উচিত কি না.
And sometimes devotees, they have this misconception that when we study books it's gyan and when we chant it's bhakti.
অনেকসময় ভক্তদের একটা মনোভাব তাদের কাজ করে, তারা মনে করে যে গ্রন্থ অধ্যয়ন মানে হচ্ছে তো জ্ঞান আসলে, কিন্তু জপ করলে সেটা হচ্ছে আসল ভক্তি.
And after all, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he spoke with Ramananda Roy, the first verse which he admitted to be the beginning of real devotional life, of real self-realization, starts with Gyane Prayasam Mudapasyanamante Eva. You should kick out Gyan far away. He uses this very interesting Sanskrit word ud-ap-asya. Ud-ap-asya means, you know, ud and up. You have to kick out gyan or endeavor for gyan very far away. But at the same time, as I said, this is a misconception that this sort of statement justify not to study the books and scriptures and shastras.
যেটা আমি বলছিলাম, এটা আমাদের একটা ভুল ধারণা যে শাস্ত্র বা জ্ঞান এগুলো লাভ করার দরকার নেই, একটু ভুল ধারণা সবার মধ্যে হয়তো কাজ করে।
Our acharyas, they say that the adhikar or qualification for bhakti, to practice bhakti, you have to have qualification for any field of, you know, activity. You need some qualification, some adhikar. Yes, so this yogyata, this adhikar, this qualification for bhakti is shraddha. But Srila Jiva Goswami, he specifically classifies or says that there are two kinds of shraddha, of faith.
Jiva Goswami, tini prakarbhed korechen ei shraddha, tini bolchen du prakarer shraddha hoy.
He says there is shastriya shraddha and there is laukik shraddha. And he says that specifically the qualification for bhakti is not laukik shraddha. The qualification to practice bhakti is not laukik shraddha. It is shastriya shraddha. So, I will describe a little bit the difference between the two. What is Laukik Shraddha and what is Shastriya Shraddha, and how Shastriya Shraddha comes to our heart. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, by elaborating on the same topic, he calls Laukik Shraddha, Shraddha, Balat Utpadita Shraddha.
So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discussion korechen, ei Laukik Shraddha, eta hocche Balat Utpadita Shraddha.
And Balat Utpadita Shraddha means that this is a forced Shraddha.
And Balat Utpadita Shraddha mane hocche jor purbok je Shraddha seta.
And he calls Shastriya Shraddha as Svabhavik Shraddha. Natural Shraddha, Svabhavik. So, Laukik Shraddha, we all know, it's Samajik Shraddha. It's Shraddha, or the faith which we obtain in the society. I think the best place to obtain samajik shraddha is kitchen. Kitchen.
Samajik shraddha, Maharaj bolchen, eta hocche ranna ghore dekha
jay. You know, people talk little bit, and somebody tells the story, and somebody else says, "Ah, really? It was like this."
তো হয়তো কিচেনে অনেকে গল্প করে, সেখানে গল্প বলতে বলতে একে অন্য শুনে অন্যজন বলো আসলে তাই যেভাবে,
you know, people tell so many stories,
মানুষ অনেক ধরনের গল্প বলে আসলে,
and every time somebody tells the story becomes more and more amazing and more far out and more beautiful.
একই গল্প যখন বারবার একখান থেকে আরেকখানে যায় তখন সেই গল্পের বিশালত্বটা আরো বেড়ে যায়, সেখানে আরো নতুন কিছু যুক্ত হয়, অনেক সময় সেটা আসল গল্পটা হচ্ছে এটা অন্য গল্প, একটা ভিন্ন আকার ধারণ করে।
In reality, something really simple happened, but then after so many years, it becomes real miracle.
সত্যিকার ভাবে একটা সিম্পল একটা কোনো ঘটনা হয়তো, কিন্তু এটা বলতে বলতে বিভিন্ন কানে বা বিভিন্ন জনে বলতে বলতে এটা অনেকটা স্বপ্নময় কিছু একটা, অবাস্তব কিছু একটা ঘটনা।
And usually when we talk about Laukik Shraddha or Samajik Shraddha or Balat Utpadita Shraddha, we talk about this kind of Shraddha which is basically based on miracles. So many people believe in Sai Baba. I mean, with all due respect, you know, this whole Shraddha is based that he gets some little ashes in his hand.
And যদিও আমি সম্মান রেখে বলছি তার উপর, যে সমস্ত শ্রদ্ধা তার প্রতি যে শ্রদ্ধা সেটা কিছু ছাই যেগুলো তার হাতে থাকে, তার উপর ভিত্তি করে আসলে শ্রদ্ধা গুলো মানুষের হয়।
বেসিক্যালি face in ashes, not in anything else. So, and you know, and people, when they, you know, there is a big movement of followers of Sai Baba, and they come together and they usually talk, you know, Sai Baba came to me in a dream and he said this and he saved me, and somebody else says something else, and this is going on. So Laukik Shraddha is usually, this is what it's based on. It's based on the dreams, it's based on some miraculous stories, it's based on some little, you know, ashes in the hands, it's based on all these kind of things. Therefore, our acharyas, they are very careful about these miracles.
So, আমাদের যে আচার্যরা তারা এই মিরাকল বা অবাস্তব হঠাৎ ঘটে যাওয়া ঘটনা তারা খুব সাবধানতার সাথে সেগুলো দেখেছেন।
Like, you know, if you go to India, every rickshawala has, you know, Shirdi Sai Baba picture in his rickshaw.
So, অনেক রিক্সা ইন্ডিয়াতে দেখা যায় যে তাদের রিক্সাগুলোর পেছনে বা কোথাও সাই বাবার ছবি রাখে রিক্সার মধ্যে.
And they worship him and they, you know, get some, supposedly get some benefit.
তো তারা তার পূজা করে হয়তো জাগতিক কোনো বেনিফিট পায়।
And in one sense it's good to have this kind of shraddha, at least people are not completely 100% materialistic. But in real sense, this kind of shraddha is not conducive for our bhakti. Therefore, when Srila Prabhupada was asked, Swamiji, show some miracle. Srila Prabhupada would say, you know, he gave different answers on these questions in different occasions. I'll tell you a couple of stories about this.
So, erokom eki prosho Srila Prabhupada ke bibhinno shomoye bibhinno jaygay kora hoyechilo. Ar Prabhupada ek shomoye ek rokom uttor diyechilen ei proshne.
Once he was speaking in front of the big businessman in Mumbai, in Bombay. And somebody asked him, Swamiji, can you show us some miracle? And Prabhupada, he said, I went to America with 40 rupees. And now I have 100 temples all over the world and I have millions of dollars, and that's within just 5 years.
So Prabhupada he said,
this is my miracle. And all the businessmen say, yes, yes, Swamiji. On some other occasion, when somebody asked him in a big audience, can you show us some miracle? He saw that his Western disciples, shaven heads and dhotis and kurtas, and he said, this is my miracle. In fact, I was some time ago, in the year 2000, I was in one convention of sadhus in Rishikesh. And one sadhu approached me and he said, your Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, is amazing.
তো তিনি সেই একশো সন্ন্যাসী সাধু আমাকে বলছেন যে আপনাদের গুরু মহারাজ শিল প্রভুপাদ তিনি একজন অবিস্মরণীয় ব্যক্তি।
He said, I am a Sanskrit scholar. I know all the Shastras and I have, you know, around 400 disciples. I have a big Gurukul in Rajasthan. I have so many followers. He said, but I cannot make my own son to Virdoti. And he said, your Guru Maharaj went to America and he made Americans to Virdoti. This is a big miracle. Anyway, so the point which I want to make is that when we base all our shraddha, all our faith entirely on the miracles, it's not very healthy for our bhakti. You know, if we're always eager to, you know, get some chamatkar, you know, and our faith is entirely based, you know, if chamatkar is there, we believe in God and we chant nicely and we have enthusiasm. If chamatkar is not there, we don't believe.
So, Maharaj বলছেন আমাদের ভক্তি জীবন সমস্যা এরকম হয়ে যায় যদি কিছু চমৎকার ঘটে বা যদি কিছু অলৌকিক ঘটে তাহলে ঠিক আছে ভক্তি জীবন ভালো আর যদি কিছু না ঘটে তাহলে মনে হয় না সেটা মনে ভক্তি জীবন
না and as far as chanting is concerned, of course we know that all the knowledge is coming through chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vidyavadu Jivanam, he says that the knowledge is coming from the chanting.
And অবশ্যই জপের ব্যাপারে বলতে হয় হ্যাঁ অবশ্যই যদি আমরা হরিনাম জপ করি তাহলে অবশ্যই আমরা জ্ঞান ভগবানের জ্ঞান প্রাপ্ত করব মহাদেব শিকাশ কুমার সেটা বলছেন বিদ্যা বুদ্ধি জীবন
Yeah, he says that Vidya, the knowledge, is the obedient wife of this Harinam Sankirtan.
তিনি বলছেন যে বিদ্যা বধু এই হরিনাম শব্দটি হচ্ছে বিদ্যার বধু
Whenever the pati is going, the chaste wife is following him. But at the same time, you know, what I want to say is that to practice properly with enthusiasm, we need really to ground our faith in the scriptures. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami says, Shastriya Shraddha. Is the first step.
So, এভাবে আমাদেরকে ভক্তিগত উন্নতির জন্য এই শাস্ত্র অধ্যয়ন আমাদের জরুরি তাই দীপক গোস্বামী বলছেন যে এই শাস্ত্রীয় শ্রদ্ধা আমাদের অবশ্যই দরকার তখন
This knowledge which is coming from the chanting itself is coming on the higher stages when we chant in a very pure manner.
আর এই যে জ্ঞান লাভ জপের মাধ্যমে যে জ্ঞান লাভ সেটা অনেক উচ্চতর
But to reach this stage, we have to really put our understanding very properly from the very beginning. If our understanding is proper and if we understand the logic of the Shastra, Shastra Yukti, then only we will be able to sustain our practice in many difficult situations. Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he points out that if one doesn't have this Shastra Yukti, the understanding of the logic of the Shastras, the a complete or systematic understanding of the Shastras, then his Shraddha is komal, is a very pliable. This komal Shraddha means that anyone can influence your Shraddha. It means that anyone can change your Shraddha, the shape of your Shraddha. If you have Shastriya Shraddha, Shastriya Shraddha means Dridha, means very firm. But if it's komal, somebody comes to you and he says something and it creates doubts in your heart. And if you have doubts, doubts means that your mind is divided. You're basically, in Sanskrit, doubt means samshaya. This is a very interesting word in Sanskrit. Samshaya means sam, means samyak, completely.
Samyak,
and you know, and shaya means sleeping. Sleeping. Shaya, Ananta Shaya or Shiradaka
Shaya. Shaya means Sham Mane Shammok and Shaya means just sleeping Mane Shua, Gumano.
Yeah. So Samshaya means completely sleeping.
Samshaya Mane means Puri Puri Gumanta.
Completely sleeping, what is the meaning of this? If you have Samshaya, if you have this doubt in the heart, then you are paralyzed, you cannot act.
Karan Jodi Hridaye Bibhranti Thake.
Your mind is split in two parts, you know, one part believes in this, another part doesn't believe in this, and you better, and you feel like going to sleep. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Samshayatma Vinashyati. If somebody is Samshayatma, if his Atma, if his soul is made of doubts, he is Vinashyati, he is lost. In one sense, in this verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that it's even better to be ignorant than to have doubts, than to have samshaya. So what I want to say is that if your Shraddha is not very firm, then it can be easily influenced by external influences, by negative influence, by some by asat sangha. And usually what people do, because they feel that they have some doubts and they try to hide some doubts, they somehow or other they want to make their Shraddha, their faith stronger by all these miracle stories. By this miracle
stories.
Those people who have very nice, good and complete systematic understanding of Shastra, they don't need miracles. They are very convinced and they are determined to follow the path of bhakti no matter what, whether miracles happens or not. I know some people, they practice bhakti and they hope, of course, that, you know, Krishna says, my devotee will never perish, you know, declare it boldly, Arjuna, I will always protect my devotee.
So, there are many bhakti, 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 there are many bhakti,
Namabhakta pranashyati. But then something happens with them, or something happens with their friends, there is some car accident or whatever, and they immediately have doubts if Krishna is there or not.
So she bhaktar jokhon atmiyo sojon ba kono songi ba kono bhaktar jodi kono ghatona hoy tokhon tader bibhranti ashe ki Krishna ashole ki korbe ta ache ki nei
jodi. Why? Because their shraddha is not grounded in the shastra.
Keno? Karon shastrer upor tader shraddha shastrer upor nirbhorshil noy tader shraddha.
And that's actually what happened in with Hinduism, especially in India. People lost their shraddha in shastra. And there is only some superstitions, some kind of rituals and superstitions, and people don't know why they're doing what they're doing, what is the reason, why they should do it.
তারা বাহ্যিক ভাবে সবকিছু করছে, কেন তারা করছে, কি জন্য করছে, কি জন্য করবে না, এই বিষয়ে তাদের কোনো জ্ঞান নেই, করা করতে হয় তাই করছে.
There is a nice story about how this faith in rituals and superstitions develops.
একটা গল্প আছে কিভাবে তারা তাদের যে বিশ্বাস যেটা না বুঝে বিশ্বাস করা তার উপর একটা গল্প মানান করে.
Once there was a little temple and there was a pujari in this temple. And he was worshipping the deity. And he would bring some offering, some food offering every day to the deity. But then the little mouse appeared there, and the little mouse started coming. The little mouse figured out that at that time when there is some ringing of the bells, there is some food for her. And the little mouse would come and eat this offering. So this pujari, he started thinking for Tudu, and he was not a pujari only, he was a guru, he had some following, some of his followers and whatever. So and somebody said, why don't you bring some cat here, and he put some cat. And of course, you know, some cat was put there, and cat finished the problem with the mouth. But created some other problem. It's usually the way of material world. The solution is worse problem than the initial problem. So this cat, because the cats are, you know, they like to come to people, so the cat, if pujari would go, or the swamiji would go to the altar, the cat would also come to the altar, and, you know, he's doing puja, and the cat is also there, and she's just, you know, just rubbing his...
So, samasthaki, the khub pujari, jakhon, se guruta, jakhon, bhagwan ke bhog lagate jaye, ba...
So he made a solution for this, and during the puja, when the puja would start, before the puja, he would put the cat in a box and tie the cat with some rope so that the cat would be there in the box.
তো তিনি একটা সমাধান বের করেছিলেন, তিনি যখন আরতি শুরু করবেন, ভগবানের ভোগ লাগবেন বা পূজা করবেন, তার আগে তিনি একটা বাক্সের মধ্যে, খাঁচার মধ্যে সেই বিড়ালটাকে বেঁধে, দড়ি দিয়ে বেঁধে রাখতেন.
And after the arati, he would untie the cat, and the cat would again be free and, you know, take care of the mice. And, you know, after some time, this Guruji Swamiji left, he left his body.
So, কয়েক বছর পর সেই গুরুদেব পূজারী তিনি শরীর ছেড়ে দিলেন, মানে তিনি মৃত্যুবরণ করলেন.
You know, but in the meantime, all his followers, they thought that this is a very mystical and very important ritual, part of the ritual, part of the puja. You know, the puja is only complete if the cat is there, tied in the box. And it's already written there, and this temple is there, you know, the puja is only proper and complete if the cat is there tied in the box, and it should be black cat. What I want to say is that sometimes people, they do these rituals and they don't understand why they do the rituals, what is the rationale behind it, and what does Shastra says about this. And there is a tendency, you know, to proliferate or to increase these kinds of rituals, you know, and this is again all based on the Lokic tradition. It's interesting that in the beginning of Indra Puja, when Krishna noticed that all his relatives and his father and all the cowherd men in his village are running frantically and bringing so many ingredients for big sacrifice for Indra, then Krishna asked the question. He asked his father, "My dear father, please tell me why you are doing this. What is the reason for this?" If this ritual is based on Shastras or if it's just some Lokic tradition. And then he says, very interestingly, he says that, you know, do you know what is the purpose of this? Because if you don't know the purpose and why you are doing this, then you will not really achieve anything by doing this shram.
So, apni ki janan ete ki karone korchen ba adu ki apna jana ache naki janen na. Ar jodi na janen, tahole kebolmatro eta apni shram ba apni porishram korchen kebolmatro.
Yeah, parishram. So, what I want to say is that it's a very common trait in any religion that over the time the religion becomes overburdened with all these completely useless rituals, and nobody knows why these rituals are there, and there are so many miracle stories, and nobody knows the real Siddhanta.
এই সমস্ত পদ্ধতিগুলো রিচুয়ালসগুলো এবং বিভিন্ন অলৌকিক ঘটনা দ্বারা এত ভারে একেবারে আর প্রভাবিত হয়ে গেছে, এগুলো বোঝা শুরু হয়ে গেছে ধর্মের উপর.
And people, they become the followers of the particular religion not because they so much have the conviction within the heart, internal conviction, but because everyone else is following this.
আর এই যে পদ্ধতিগুলো যারা এগুলো পালন করে আসছে, ওরা বুঝতে পারছে না হৃদয়ে এর মাধ্যমে তাদের কি ঘটছে, অন্তরঙ্গ ভাবে কি ঘটছে, অন্তর্নিহিত কি ঘটছে. শুধুমাত্র অন্যরা কেন করছে, আমাদেরকেও করতে হবে, এরকম একটা ভাব.
They follow this religion, and that happened exactly with Hindus that followed with the movement of Lord Chaitanya. They follow this not because they internally very much convinced in this, but they just follow because everyone else follows, and just in case it works, they do it. Like in Russia, 70% of people, if you ask them on the streets, what is your religion, they will now say Orthodox Christianity. But interestingly enough, if you ask the same people, you know, if you believe in God, then 40% will say, no, we don't believe in God. 40%. My religion is Orthodox Christianity, but I don't believe in God. And there are so many Hindus. If you ask them, you know, what is your religion, they will say Hindu. And if you ask them, you believe in God, they will say, no, we don't believe in God. This is exactly what happens with any religion if there is no study of Shastra. So, and therefore, the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says this Shraddha, which is not based in Shastra, it's Balat Utpadita, it's forced upon you. You know, like, for example, we are living and we have our little society, there's some kind of social society is there, society of brahmacharis is here. Brahmachari Samaj, and in this Brahmachari Samaj there is Samajik Shraddha. And there is some social pressure. In one sense it's good to have some little social pressure, you have to get up for Mangalarati. But it's much better if you're convinced from inside that you have to get up early for Mangalarati and it's good for you. You may believe in it because everyone else believes in it and because you're more or less forced to do it because everyone else is doing it. But if you have internal conviction that this is what I need to do, this is what I need, this is needed for my spiritual development, that's a completely different story. You know, kirtan is very nice and we all like to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You don't need much faith in it because it's kind of nice.
Kirtan is very good, actually. When we talk about Hare Krishna, we talk about kirtan.
But to chant your japa properly, you already need some kind of faith. It's one thing if you have very strong internal conviction that this is a very important process for my development, for development that takes, it's one thing. Another thing, if you do just because everyone else is doing it. You can immediately see during the japa time, you know, what kind of shraddha everyone has.
যখন সকালবেলা জপ হয় সবাই একসাথে জপ করি তখন আমরা কিন্তু নিজেরাই বুঝতে পারি
you know, this is
Shraddha.
This is one kind of Shraddha. This is Balat Utpadita Japa.
Balat Utpadita Japa.
This is forced Japa. This is the, you know, daily torture. Yeah, but if somebody has this very strong face, then it's different. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is a very nice book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhajan Rahasya. And basically a stream of his meditation when he meditates on this 8 shlokas of Shikshashtakam. And he says that in the beginning, while chanting japa, we have to meditate on the first shloka of Shikshashtakam. So, and when Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives his meditation, explains what it means to meditate on this shloka, he gives, I think, around 45 or 50 shlokas from different scriptures. Which confirm this first shloka, and he says that first shloka is the description of our faith. Shraddha. When we chant japa, we have to have, especially in the beginning, we have to have this very strong faith, vishwas, this very strong conviction that if I do this, all these results, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, will come to me gradually, one by one. That ultimately Ananda Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Mritam Svadhanam, that everything comes and the complete bliss of my soul will be revealed to me. And if this Shraddha is there, and again this Shraddha is based exactly on the Shastra, on the logic of the Shastra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his movement in Bengal 500 years back, then in Bengal, basically, all the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were converts by Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, he liked Kirtan, and all his followers, they liked Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But what happened with this Bengal movement is that so many different, you know, movements and sects and sampradayas appeared very soon, very quickly.
অনেক অনেক ভাগ বিভাজন হলো, অনেক অনেক সম্প্রদায় সৃষ্টি হলো তখন।
And therefore, the wife of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jahnava Mata, she already knew that it's going to happen, and she went to Vrindavan, and she ordered that the books of Goswamis of Vrindavan were brought to Bengal.
তখন নিশানন প্রভু শ্রী জাহ্নব মাতা তিনি এটি বুঝতে পেরেছিলেন, তিনি বৃন্দাবনে গেছেন, তিনি বৃন্দাবনে গিয়ে বললেন যে গোস্বামীদের লিখিত সমস্ত গ্রন্থগুলো বাংলায় নিয়ে আসার জন্য।
And only because these books were brought to Bengal, the movement remained in Bengal in a proper way, but still, by the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there were 13 Apa Sampradayas in Bengal.
So, Granthagulo jodio niye asha hoyechilo, kintu Bhaktivinoda Thakurer purbe porjonto onek onek sampraday, apa sampraday ashole toiri hoye geche.
Aul, Baul, you know, Kartabaja, Saki Beke, whatever it is. Goranga Nagari and, you know, what not. In fact, I had a friend of mine, he was my student, university student friend of mine. And in the beginning of 80s, I started chanting and I became little interested in this movement.
যখন আমি আস্তে আস্তে জপ করছিলাম, আস্তে আস্তে আন্দোলনের সাথে যুক্ত হচ্ছিলাম একটু
একটু করে। And this friend of mine, he got married with a Bengali woman.
আর আমার যে বন্ধুটা, সে একজন বাঙালি মহিলাকে বিয়ে করেছিল।
And I was very much interested, you know, and I decided to meet with this Bengali woman, and I saw that, you know, at that time I saw that all Bengalis are pure devotees.
আর সেই সময় আমার খুব, আমি শুনে খুব আনন্দিত হয়েছিলাম যে আমি এর সাথে পরিচিত হব।
You know better. And I met with her and I said that this is Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, and she was said, yes, 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 this is our religion. And then a little later I found out that she eats meat and everything else. And then immediately what she did, she put some tape in a tape recorder for me. She put some tape. And there was some, you know, music. She said, this is the real our religion. And somebody with very high voice was singing there. Oh, it was owls. And I was very impressed because at that time I didn't have Shastriya Shraddha, I only had Laukik Shraddha. Anyway, what I want to say is that if we want to protect our movement, if we want to protect our enthusiasm, our Shraddha, it has to be based on the books of Srila Prabhupada. And books of Prabhupada are very special. Because he basically dismisses all these superstitions in the books. Dismisses. He neglects. His specialty, his vishesh of his books, the specialty of his books, it's very much grounded on the logic. He explains how it's not something miraculous or mysterious. This is something very rational and very much kind of say, you know, I would say that when you read books of Prabhupada, he speaks about God and religion in such a manner that, you know, it becomes very relevant, and the topic of day-to-day necessity, so to speak. You know, when sometimes other people, like, you know, Swamis, they speak about God, they made it so vague and so, you know, it's something, you know, very vague, very unclear.
যেরকম অনেক সন্ন্যাসী বা অনেক স্বামী রয়েছেন যারা ভগবান সম্পর্কে ব্যাখ্যা করেন, ধোঁয়াচ্ছন্ন বা পরিষ্কার নয়, স্পষ্ট নয় কারোর কাছে ভগবানের সম্বন্ধে জানেন।
Prabhupada, when he speaks about this, you immediately can feel this is something I have to do. This is something relevant to me, to my heart, to my life today.
আর প্রভুপাদের মন্ত্র যখন আমরা অধ্যয়ন করব, তখন আমরা বুঝবো এটাই দরকার, আসলে এটাই আমার জীবনের দরকার। আর আমাদের প্রতিদিনের সমস্যা বা প্রতিদিনকার যে পরিস্থিতি সেটার সাথে খুবই সামঞ্জস্যপূর্ণ।
It's not something which was relevant 500 years ago, 5,000 years ago, and it's not relevant anymore now when we have iPods and iPhones and, you know, all these iPads and all these computers and everything else. He immediately goes to the heart of what we need, and he instills this very logical and systematic Shraddha. And it's very systematic in the sense that, you know, if you get it, you're more or less trapped, because you understand that's it. This is how I have to live. When Prabhupada presents the teachings of the Shastras, there is no loopholes there.
আর প্রভুপাদ যখন এই শিক্ষা বা শাস্ত্রীয় শিক্ষাগুলো তিনি আমাদের প্রদান করছেন, সেখানে কোনো তিনি ফাঁক রাখেন না যেখান থেকে আমরা বেরোতে পারবো।
For your mind, basically, you know, your mind is there, you know, that's it. You have to surrender. There is no other way.
আর এমনভাবে তিনি ব্যাখ্যা করছেন যে আমাদের মন সে বেরোনোর কোনো রাস্তা খুঁজে পাবে না, অবশ্যই আমাকে আত্মসমর্পণ করতেই হবে।
Logically, Prabhupada explains that you have to surrender, otherwise you just, you know, you, there is only two alternatives in this world. Either you have to surrender to God, or you have to surrender to your wife.
আর প্রভুপাদ যুক্তিগতভাবে ব্যাখ্যা করছেন বিভিন্ন জায়গায় যে আমাদেরকে দুটো জায়গায় আছে আত্মসমর্পণ করার, একটা হচ্ছে ভগবানের কাছে আত্মসমর্পণ, আর নয়তো স্ত্রীর কাছে আত্মসমর্পণ।
And I guess you already made your choice, but anyway, so what I want to say is that Prabhupada, he presented, and this is the beauty of his books, he presented this Shastra Yukti, this Shastric logic, in a very forceful way. And it gives a lot of conviction to your intelligence. And it basically, if you have this conviction, then your practice of bhakti will become completely different, on a different level.
আর আমাদের দৃঢ়তা যখন এভাবে আমরা লাভ করবো, তখন বিভিন্ন পর্যায়ে আমাদের বক্তৃতা ধীরে ধীরে উন্নত হবে।
We all know when we hear some nice lecture, you know, we have some enthusiasm and we want to do and practice bhakti properly. When, you know, when the lecture is not there, then it's kind of again goes back to to normal. So, but if we always in touch with books of Srila Prabhupada, then our enthusiasm, our Shraddha will always be there. And if Shraddha is strong, then you will have Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivriti, and Nishta, and Ruchi, and Asakti, and Bhava, and ultimately Preva. Everything will follow step by step, crumb by crumb, you know, in a very natural way. On every step, you will get the help from the Shastra. How to associate with Sadhu, Sadhu Sangha, how to perform Bhajana Kriya, how to get rid of your anarthas, how to maintain your firm face, and how to develop taste. Everything is there in the Shastra, in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, my humble request to all of you, and this is the request of Prabhupada, I am just conveying his request, please study my books very carefully. He says, I am very pleased with my disciples. I am very happy with them. He said, actually, this is the difference between ISKCON and Gaudiya Math, because in Gaudiya Math, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was not very happy with his disciples. In fact, Prabhupada once said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati left this world so early because he was disgusted with his followers and his disciples. But Prabhupada said, I have only one complaint about my disciples. They think that my books just for sale. Sell. For distribution. And they don't study my books properly. So, I'm already speaking too long. Thank you very much. I just again wanted to stress this point, that this is very important to nourish our practice and our faith on every step, on every stage of our development. It's very important in our internal development to study the books of Prabhupada, to read Bhakti Granthas like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and so on, so forth. Otherwise, there will be yet another apasampradaya very soon. And we have all the facilities to develop nice apasampradaya, no problem. We will have our cats in a box in the new temple and so many other nice rituals. And we will tell so many miracle stories
অলৌকিক গল্প হয়তো তখন হবে
অ্যাবাউট হরে কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র,
হরে কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র সম্বন্ধে গান গল্প হতে পারে।
এনিওয়ে থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মাচ, হরে কৃষ্ণ। Is there any questions or whatever?
Some prashna ase? Prashna
thakbe. So, je sangitton ta job chote bolte bolo. Rasta bola je prudu dugo dugo sangitton kora. Prudu dugo dugo sangitton kora. Dugo dugo kam sangitton kora. Je jage bola je bolate bolte sangitton kora. Job kora to bola je. Thandai ki korbo. Sangitton korar jonno bola je.
Samane je tadinu Sankirtan near your mouth over there. So you should do Sankirtan. Then what we say, if you ask question like this, then what do you answer? If you ask
Prashna Kulasen, Kali Yuga say, ki Sankirtan jagva, Mahaprabhu bolchen. So amra Sankirtan korbo, amra keno erokom jodike prashna kore, so amra ki uttor debo?
Yeah. But Prabhupada said, it's a fact, the main process of yajna or spiritual self-realization in Kali Yuga is Sankirtan. Prabhupada said, I wrote all these books to explain why and how to perform Sankirtan. So, I mean, as I said, if you do Sankirtan, you will get everything by Sankirtan. But if you don't study the books, there is a great chance that you will not perform Sankirtan properly. When you study the books, you will again and again be reminded how God is great and how you are small. And in this way you will develop the mood of humility. Yes. Whereas if we just chant Sankirtan, at one point the pride may return to our heart. I'm so great, I'm only doing Sankirtan, all these people, they uselessly wasted their time, you know, they're studying the books and I'm doing Sankirtan. No, the books are necessary to remind us that we are very small and insignificant and God is great, and so many other things can be said about this. And besides that, there is another question to this, answer to this question. You can only perform Sankirtan in the association of sadhus. Right? And the Sankirtan is only proper if there is Sadhu Sangha, right? So Narottam Das Thakur says there are two types of Sadhu Sangha. Sometimes you have association with the Sadhu of high caliber, with a pure devotee. Sometimes you don't have association with such a Sadhu. But Narottam Das Thakur in Prema Bhakti Chandrika says, if you study Shastra, then this is another kind of Sadhu Sangha. You may associate with Mahabhagavata devotee, you may study Shastra, that's Sadhu Sangha, and that's important. That's important.
সেটা হচ্ছে একজন প্রবীণ ভক্ত জপ করেন না, মঙ্গল আরতি করেন না, কিন্তু প্রায় রাধারানী দর্শন লাভ করেন, নূপুরের ধ্বনি শুনেন এবং সর্বক্ষণ সে কাহিনী ভক্তদের বলেন, জপ করতে বলেন না, তার অধীন ভক্তরাও ভালোভাবে জপ করেন না। এই বিষয়ে কোন যুক্তি থাকলে কৃপা পূর্বক ব্যাখ্যা করুন। There is a devotee who he doesn't chant much, he doesn't do Mangalarti, but he gives nice pastimes of Radharani. Sometimes he says, "Oh, I hear Radharani's, you know, ankle bells sound." Sometimes different stories he used to tell other devotees, but he never tell the devotees about Harinam. And also some of his followers also they don't do Harinam. So in this regard, you can.
Is there any logic?
This is what happens, you know. Somebody comes and tells, "I hear Radharani ankle bells," and you know, and you have to believe him. And if he tells this and if he cries, you know, you become his follower, and then God knows what happens to you. No, it may be Radharani's ankle bells, it may be the bell which is there in the goat. Goat is there, you know, it's just... How do you know which one is it?
রূপাদের গ্রন্থ অধ্যয়ন করলেই তো হয়, তবে মহারাজ বা প্রভুদের গ্রন্থ পড়া কি প্রয়োজন রয়েছে?
It's up to you, but basically you have to study Prabhupada's books because this is the important Siddhanta. It's like this, every day you eat rice, right? And there are so many other nice things which you can add to the rice, but rice is the main meal. No, these other things are nice, but rice is the main meal. In Russia I say bread, but here I say rice.
Hmm.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that all the 8 verses of Shikshastakam, they correspond to the stages of spiritual development. And he says that the first verse of Shikshastakam explains the Shraddha stage. And the second verse of Shikshastakam, Nam Nama Kari Bahudanija Sarva Shaktis, explains Bhajana Kriya and Anartha Nivriti stage. And the third shloka of Shikshastaka explains Nishta, it's a description of Nishta stage. Kirtaniya Sadahari, you always chant the holy name when you become completely fixed and your face is very firm. And then the fourth shloka of Shikshastakam explains the Ruchi stage. You develop so much taste to the practice of bhakti, then you easily can give up all the other allurements of this world. Nadanam na janam na sundari kavita. And then the fifth verse of Shikshastakam explains the asakti stage. And asakti stage is the stage of so much, your mind becomes so clear that you can see your own spiritual form, Svarup.
And asakti stage is one.
The beginning understanding of my spiritual, eternal spiritual nature comes on the stage of asakti. And therefore Lord Chaitanya says that I nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishane bhavam buddho. He says that, I'm your eternal servant, Kinkaram. Yes, and I'm intimately connected with your lotus feet. Place me as a dhuli, as a little particle of dust on your feet. So that's basically the description of emotions which somebody feels on who reaches the stage of asakti. And of course bhava is described nayanam galadasya dharaya, when all the symptoms of ecstatic love, when you're established in your sthayi bhava firmly. It's described in the 6th verse of Shikshastakam. So what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that when you are in the stage of Shraddha and when you develop the faith, then your meditation is on the first verse of Shikshastakam. And during Harinam, you emotionally meditate on the content of this verse.
So Harinam is shamai abek pravan bhave, amaderke obhyantarin bhave ei shlokir upor dhyan korte hobe.
It's like this. If we have few minutes, I can explain little more about this. you know, each of the verses of Shikshastakam explains certain bhav, certain emotional condition of the chanter.
Shri Krishna prati shloke jobkari je ek dhoroner bhav pradan kora hoyeche.
You know, you may chant in a very humble mood, in a mood of complete humility. And this is a certain mood, and when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you try to remember this mood which is there in the third verse of Shikshastakam. Or you may chant being saddened by your unfortunate condition. Nam nama kari bahudani jat sarva shakti stratrapita nyanita smaranana kalaha. Eta adrisi tava kripa bhagavan mamati durdaiva medrisham hajaninan rago. I'm so unfortunate, durdaiva medrisham. So you may chant by understanding that I'm so unfortunate that I don't have taste to chanting. Or you may chant the same Hare Krishna mantra in the mood of complete enthusiasm. Finally, I found my way, and this chanting of Hare Krishna will bring everything to my life and will completely change my life. Chaita darpanam arjanam bhava mahadava nirvapanam. And this is a different chanting, different mood of chanting. Some time ago I spoke with one devotee. He is a disciple of Bhaktidaita Madhava Maharaj, who is a god brother of Srila Prabhupada, disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So he's a very old devotee, and he has been chanting his whole life 64 rounds, 1 lakh of holy names every day. And for the last 10 or 15 years he has been chanting 2 lakhs and sometimes 3 lakhs a day. And when he chants, I mean, you can feel that this is, you can see that this is something genuine when he chants. He has a lot of taste to holy name.
So, I am holy to say, I am sure that he can see that he can see
So, he said, if you want to chant properly, you have to lock your mind. Usually we all know when we chant our mind is traveling all over the universe. Sometimes Russians, they are very proud because they sent the first man in the space. But I think we're all traveling in the space without even spaceships. Just enough to start chanting, then we're already spaced out. So he said, if you want to chant properly, you have to lock your mind. And he says that the easiest way to lock your mind, he says that the triangle is the simplest way. You have to put your mind into triangle.
Triangle.
you know, this is the, you know, this very simple kind of cell for the mind, you know, consisting of three sides. You have to place your mind into this triangle and put it there. He said that there are three sides of this triangle. One is you hear the sound of the holy name. Another one is that you try to concentrate on it. It means you do it with certain pace, with certain speed. You know, you don't space out. You know, sometimes you know Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You know, you have to, especially if you chant 1 lakh or 2 lakh a day, you cannot really too much space out this Hare Krishna mantra. So this is another line, you know. One is the sound of the holy name. Another one is that you really concentrate on it and you really try to do it as quickly as possible so that there is not much space in between the names. Because sometimes people they chant Hare Krishna and then, you know, there's 5 minutes later Hare Ram is there, you know. But then the third side of this triangle is the emotion, the certain emotional state, bhav, in which you chant. If you take care of these three things while chanting, then your mind will be locked. So that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. He says that in the beginning, when you start chanting, you chant in the mood of the first verse of Shikshastaka. The bhav, the emotional state, is the first verse of Shikshastaka. And then he says, you have to do it for a certain period of time, and therefore he gives some other verses which confirms this and deepens the meditation on the first verse of Shikshastakam, how Harinam brings everything, all the results.
Harinam kibhabe punno shafollo pradan korbe tini byakha korte tini bolchen je prothom shlok shurute amader dhyan korte hobe kintu ekta stage e giye aste aste onno shlokor proti mon nibodho korte hobe sei gulo bhav chinta korte hobe eibhabe aste aste amra punno bhabe shafol
And this, and then after that, your dhyan while chanting can be on the second verse of Shikshastakam. You know how Krishna placed all his energies in his holy names, and still I don't have taste for the holy names. Like for example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, starting explaining the meditation of the first verse of Shikshastakam, he quotes the seventh verse of Namashtakam of Rupa Goswami. Sudita Shrita Janarti Rashaye Ramya Chit Gana Sukha Svarupine Nama Gokula Mahotsavayate Krishna Purna Vapushe Namo Namaha. And in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami explains, you know, what is holy name. What I want to explain is that how Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this meditation. Meditation means that you take the content of the first verse of Shikshastakam, and by adding so many other verses from the scriptures, you deepen your meditation, and while chanting you try to stay in this emotional state while chanting the Harinam. This bhajan rahasya, the secret of his bhajan. If we want to develop our spiritual life properly, it's very important to put aside some time to read scriptures. Some people are more inclined to do it, some people are less inclined to do it, but still, some time has to be put aside.
So, our Sankirtan is very good, but at the same time, we have to keep some time. Why do we have to keep some time? Why do we have to keep some time?
We just have to understand that this is important, this is a part of sadhana. He says, this is our nitya kriya, something which we have to do every day. And if we do something every day, then it becomes our nature. And we develop taste for it. So it's just a question of some endeavor in the beginning so that it becomes our nature and we just, you know, it becomes very natural for us. I think it's already 6 o'clock.
One last question.
Careful means Shradhanvitam Nashranayet Akavarnayet Ya. Careful means with Shraddha, and Shraddha means, in Sanskrit, it means face, and it also means respect.
Careful, Shraddha, the take about it. Dudo, Vishay, Buddha, Sekha, one means
faith,
Vishash, and
respect.
And Shaman,
yeah. So careful means that we have to read it with a lot of respect towards the Srila Prabhupada and his contribution and his words. We also try to fight with our inattentiveness, because even during reading our mind will tend to fly somewhere to Dhaka or Mayapur or Vrindavan or somewhere else. If not New York and... So, it means that we have to really try to keep our mind on the subject of what Srila Prabhupada is writing.
It is very important that we have to keep our mind on the subject of what Srila Prabhupada is writing.
even during this, when we hear scriptures, you know, our mind sometimes, you know, somewhere, and we don't really understand what's going on. So to be careful reading means that you read it very attentively, and then you will be able to tell others what is there, and you will be able to apply it in your own life.
আর সতর্কভাবে উদ্ধারের মানে হচ্ছে মন তো বিভিন্ন দিকে যাবে, এমন ভাবে আমরা মনোযোগ সহকারে করবো যে এটা করার পর আমি যাতে অন্য কাউকে বলতে পারি, এবং এই যে গ্রন্থগত জ্ঞান যে আমি লাভ করলাম
when somebody carefully or attentively reading, he will be able to tell or hearing, he will be able to tell what is going on, what is the logic, what is the point which Prabhupada made there.
Usually
because people are not very careful, they read it as a ritual, or they hear as a ritual. Usually after any lecture you ask somebody, you know, 15 minutes after, what was the class? He says, very nice class. What was it all about? I don't remember, but it was very nice. There was a story about cat there.
Say a key gone for the other one.
There was a story about the cat.
Anyway, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai Shri Srimad Bhakti Nityananda Goswami Maharaj ki.